You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 256, Peter the Rock. Today's challenge. Peter is not the rock Jesus is referring to in Matthew 16:18. Today's defense. The structure of the passage clearly indicates Peter is the rock Jesus refers to. In Matthew 16, verses 15 and 16, Jesus asks the disciples who they say he is, and Peter replies, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." In answer, Jesus gives a threefold response, Matthew 16, verses 17 to 19, which may be diagrammed as follows. 1. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jona. 1a, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. 1b, but my Father who is in heaven. 2, and I tell you, you are Peter. 2a, and on this rock I will build my church. 2b, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. 3, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. 3a, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. 3b, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The parallelism among these statements indicates that Peter is the rock that Jesus is discussing. First, there are the root statements. 1. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. 2. And I tell you, you are Peter. And 3. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Each of these is a blessing pronounced on Peter. They would make no sense if the middle statement was read as a way of diminishing Peter as an insignificant stone, see Day 282, in contrast to the much greater rock on which Jesus would build his church. In that case, the passage would scan as, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, you're very insignificant. Here are the keys to the kingdom of heaven." Second, each of the root statements is explained by a pair of follow-up statements labeled A and B. Thus, statement 1 is explained by statements 1A and 1B. And statement 3 is explained by statements 3a and 3b. Similarly, statement 2 is explained by statements 2a and 2b. Thus, the meaning of "you are Peter" is explained by "on this rock I will build my church" and "the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." This means that Peter is the rock on which Jesus will build his church, and it is indicated by the parallelism displayed even in the English translation.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.